Yeah.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Kevin Miller. This is the What Drives You podcast, where we focus on your drive. Your drive is working in some areas of your life, producing great success, yet in other areas, maybe not so much. Let's get clarity on what you value, what motives are helping and hurting you, and get you fully into alignment so you're driving further and faster and enjoying the ride. One quick and easy way to help you get quality sleep and turn your internal light off. So everyone at some point has left the light on in their car and come out the next morning to a car that should be ready to roll, but the battery's dead. At least those of us old enough to have cars that don't just take care of that automatically. And then you got to jumpstart the car, right? Well, we do this with ourselves a lot by going to bed with some of the lights left on that keep us from quality sleep. And we wake up and we need a jump start, a blaring alarm. Maybe our spouse has to push us out of bed. We need coffee immediately, whatever it is. Well, even with the jump start, we're generally lagging the whole day. There are so many things that go into this. I'm going to hit on a big one and one add-on. For disclosure, I sent this message to some of my kids. It was on my mind and my heart the other day, and now I bring it to you. So drive with me a moment, if you will. I'm a foodie and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935. And I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste. And right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of 7 requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely. All right, friends. Well, on this topic of getting quality sleep and turning the internal light off, here's where it came from. And it was my kids. If you have kids, you know the issue this is, though a lot of adults have the issue too, and it's screens, being on our screens all the time. So we're either watching a TV till we go to bed, or we have a computer in front of us that we're watching something on, or maybe even working, but you know, the lights from it is in our face, or it is our device that we are holding on to. I'm not going to go into the science. You can do that on lots of shows if you haven't read it already, but you know, the blue light from a computer or just the light in general, I think it still is significant. And so what we work to do is have the kids not have screens 30 minutes before bed. Whatever bedtime is, no screens. They can read a book. They can do a puzzle. They can color depending on their age, or they can talk, whatever, but something just to get the input out. And think about that of it. That's an easy analogy because it's a light, keeping the light out of your face, the light of any kind of a screen for 30 minutes. Now, I don't know if that's a magic number. You know, if you can do 15 minutes, if you can do 5 minutes, if you can do an hour, whatever, we just kind of shoot for 30 minutes. I always have 30 minutes in my mind, though a lot of times, well, no, actually it's always at least that long because, you know, like a parent, you finally, if you are on a screen, you get rid of it and then you're taking care of whatever needs to be shut down and turn the dishwasher on and do whatever. And then I climb into bed and I read a book. That has been, I'll tell you, that is, you know, everybody wants to take their thing that benefits them and say it's the thing that for everybody. It may not be. A book is great for me. You know what? I'll come right back to that. What we're looking at too, though, along with screens, is just thinking about your mind running, you know, which when you've got input coming in, your mind is active. And that's what we're saying. If you just shut the phone off, shut the TV off, even if you're, even if the phone is like, I got to check that last text or whatever. And it's something that has your mind going. And then we turn it off, turn the light off, and then try to go to sleep. And our mind is still working. And we can actually go to sleep, become unconscious, and our mind is still working. Think about if you have listened to music right before you go to bed and you wake up and it's still going. It's like right away it's going. That's a good analogy that whatever the input and the thoughts can keep going and you don't rest. So anxiety, worry, excitement, whatever, you're trying to stop all the voices and stop your mind. So whatever you want to do, if you would meditate. Now, for a lot of people, that's not fun. I actually don't meditate before bed. I do read a book. So we're looking at what works for you. I will offer that. I read a book. And for me, I actually read a fiction book because if I read nonfiction information, I just start thinking. I have ideas. I mean, this is what I do for a living. It's what I'm interested in. So it kind of amps me up. And same thing with a book. Even if I'm reading a book that has some goodness, you know, some excitement in it, I'll either stop or I'll realize, oh, that, you know, a tense part is coming up and I'll stop before that, or I'll read it, get past it and get through it to where it's a more calm aspect of the book. But I read. So I actually read. I have a night or a lamp by my bed, though I actually use a little, what they call it, a book light, just because it's really minimal. Obviously, that's good if you're sleeping with somebody and they don't want the light on. You can do that. But I do it no matter what, even if I'm by myself, because it just creates the routine. So having a bedtime routine is huge. But again, turning the light of screens off and then just having whatever. If you want to sit there and just meditate, if you want to, I don't know, do the dishes. For some people, that's kind of meditative, or kind of go around and just pick up things. But you're trying to empty your mind and stop it. For me to do that, I do read, because when I read something, it engrosses me. Again, I keep making the caveat, it may not for you, but it engrosses me and gets me to stop thinking about other things. And I read until my eyes get heavy. Lately, that's been about 5 minutes. But I do have plenty of times where, man, it's 30 minutes. It's a really good book and I'm not totally exhausted and I'll read for a while. But that's my idea, is I read till my eyes are heavy and I turn out the light and I'm usually able to go boom. But again, what is it for you that can have your eyes off of screens, turn those lights out, those internal light, external and internal lights out, and get you not thinking about whatever? Now, I'll tell you, there always are times in my life where, I mean, I love a celebratory glass of wine with dinner, and I can sip throughout the evening, you know, not getting inebriated, but just sip, and it's relaxing and whatnot, and that can help. I really like that. I would do that every night if it weren't for the fact that, especially, you know, depending on the amount, it will help you go to sleep, help you relax and maybe not think those thoughts. But then it also later on in the night will rev your body up, and you can read about that. So I still do wine consistently in the evening. These days, I just don't do it. I do it a lot around making dinner and dinner time, and not later, so there's a couple hours probably, or at least an hour before I go to bed, where I don't have that right at the top of my system. And food is significant. Last night I had some, it was Sunday and we were still kind of doing the weekend thing, and I had some fun food. We had a little brownie, a little ice cream, put a little peanut butter with mine, and peanut butter doesn't, my body doesn't like that much. I know that. I fudged on it a little bit and oh my gosh, it was a horrific night of sleep. Popcorn does that to me as well. You got to find your own thing. And I know what things will generally bother me. They don't always, but generally are going to bother me. And again, it just keeps the lights on. So this is a trial and error thing for you to figure out what keeps the lights on with you, to think about information, to think about worry, to think about excitement, to think about just plans. I can just be thinking about the next day. So what is it that will take you away from that? Can you have a meditation? Can you recite something? Can you read something? Can you listen to something calming? I didn't mention that. Some calming music. I've done that. Used to do that a lot. Or even a calming talking, something that's relaxing. They have guided meditations that can do that. But maybe it's an audio book and you can sit there and just listen to that. Or it's the sound of the stream on a noise machine, or just if you're a place where you can open your window and listen to, I do that sometimes out here in the woods, listen to the breeze go through the trees, or walk outside and look at the stars and just sit there and listen. Maybe with a glass of non-caffeinated tea or a mug of non-caffeinated. Again, what is it? And the routine seems to be very important as far as research. And it is for me. I have a routine. I know the last thing I'm going to do, I look forward to it. I'm going to go up to bed, you know, do my personal hygiene. I'm going to get in bed, turn all the lights out, turn my little reading lamp on, and I'm going to read. I'm always looking forward to a book. It's a big investment, or a consistent investment for me, is having books that I'm interested in. So there are some thoughts on how you can turn the light off so when you wake up in the morning, you don't have that dead battery. All right, friends, I hope that gives you some equipping to help you get a more restful night's sleep. So dramatically important. I think as I get older, it's one of the, gosh, priorities of my life. I detest feeling tired during the day and love having lots of energy. So I hope this episode helps you drive further and enjoy the ride. Thankfully, the days of building a business website, then having this massive endeavor to integrate an online store are gone. Today, Shopify has fixed all that. I had one business where we actually built the entire website on Shopify's platform. So whether you're just starting out or you're selling $1 million of product already, Shopify is just the industry leader. It works the same for physical products or online and digital, and Shopify is just hands down the best out there. Most importantly, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. It's 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Getting people to buy is not that hard, at least to the buying point, but getting them to actually give their payment info is, and Shopify is king in that department. They also have top-tier customer service, which I think is critical. You can sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Kevin. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Kevin to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Kevin. Thanks so much for joining me on this journey. I look forward to meeting you in the Drive Tribe community for ongoing discussions about each episode. You can subscribe to the Drive Drop newsletter for weekly updates. Find it all at kevinmiller.co, along with all our social media and video clips. Until next time, I hope this episode helps you drive further and enjoy the ride.